From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. grown tree fruit has been more plentiful this year. Government estimates show apple production up 4%, peaches up 13%, and cherry harvest up 5% compared to a year ago. The overall U.S. pear crop will be similar to last year, but California production will be up 15%. Grape production will also be close to last year's record. The pork industry continues to grapple with the impact of African swine fever, and from supply to demand, it could have a lasting effect. Purdue University professor Jason Lusk tells AgWeb.com, "I don't think people really understand the magnitude of the hog supply in China, with the amount of hogs they lost double the size of the total U.S. hog sector. The need to find other proteins could be negative for pork, as China needs other proteins to fill their needs." Blue Diamond Growers, a nonprofit grower-owned cooperative, is celebrating the U.S.-Japan trade agreement that further promotes trade between the two countries by removing harmful tariffs and providing an equal playing field for American goods like almonds. Blue Diamond President Mark Jansen tells AgriMarketing.com an agreement like this provides additional certainty and economic stability to California almond growers and the more than 104,000 people the industry employs. He adds Blue Diamond applauds the Trump administration for their hard work in completing this important agreement and their support of U.S. agriculture. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.